to some extent, we can say things are normalizing in Chipinguza following the clashes that ensued yesterday. We have realized that there is some level of normalcy in terms of the situation on the ground. But however, the residents are concerned that we have heard of reports of unknown vehicles and the people who are driving in the area that are not familiar usually with the residents of Chipinguza. And there are suspicions that these people might be from the security sector, mostly those who operate without wearing uniforms. And those that are into vending or into the informal sector, mostly at Chigoanyika and the Uriado shopping center, most of them were affected yesterday as most of their wares were confiscated by these rowdy and unruly elements that were taking advantage of the demonstrations that were carried out by those from the commuter omnibus operators. A considerable number have failed to operate today in terms of their day-to-day stores, but they are still afraid of the situation as it happened yesterday. They are still fearing that it might also reignite today and lead to them losing more of their wealth.
What led to these clashes?
The commuter omnibus operators were not happy that the council had hiked rank fees to $100 per annum, and this was done without their representatives. Those from the commuter omnibus association were not consulted by the local authority and the Kleiner Trading, which is a private company that is working on vehicle parking management in the town.